Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 192nd edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. And during the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. My guests today are Kifa Abdullah, whom I've had in to be interviewed twice before. His recorded shows are available on the web at newmainersspeak.com. And his friend, collaborator, and professional cellist, Devin Colella. Thank you both for joining me in the studio today.
You're welcome.
Kifa, you were born in Baghdad, Iraq, where your journey started. And Devin, you were born in the United States and grew up in Wellesley, Massachusetts. And while you're not what we would call a New Mainer, I'm curious where your people originated from and wonder when and why they came to the U.S.
Sure. Great question. First of all, thanks for having me on here with Kifa. So my family is Italian-American, and so Boston Italian-American, kind of sub-flavor of that, and specifically Sicily mainly. And in that culture, let's see. Well, yeah, my great-grandfather came over 1920. And he came to Boston, and my entire extended family since then has lived in Boston. So yeah, definitely roots there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome to New Mainers Speak. Kifa, do you want to say anything about your life originating in Baghdad?
Yes. I like that you say that. I started my life, my journey of life in Baghdad. Yes, I'm a mix from two cultures. My mom is Kurdish and my dad is Arabic. But also that I started from there. Yeah.
Yes, and your journey has taken you many places along the way.
Oh, yes, this is true. It takes me that, it took me to many places. If I just like as fast to say that after years and years, and I finished my school, then I was a prisoner of war for more than 8 years. But also that when I returned, that I started another journey with big challenges. And for 21 years as a refugee in three countries. And in 2016, I got my citizenship.
Yay.
Here. Okay.
So glad you have citizenship.
Thank
and that
you. Yes.
Could be a whole special topic in and of itself, what that's like after floating between countries for so
yes.
long to
yeah.
to belong somewhere again.
Yeah.
I found out today you speak Dutch. I didn't even know you spoke Dutch.
And this is
Dutch.
The reason why I speak...
Right, Devin didn't know you speak Dutch either.
I speak Dutch and Persian, and my native like Kurdish and Arabic and English.
Oh, yes, English, added most recently to the mix. Well, so delighted to have you both here. Devin, you're a professional cellist, and Kifa, you are a poet, artist, and Arabic teacher. Can you tell us how you two met and began to collaborate on the project, putting words and music together to create powerful, expressive experiences?
Yes. Honestly, that I would love, you know, that to read with the music, especially with the cello. It's like my ears taste the cello. And then I worked with the different musicians, but then I needed someone. Then I talked with one of my friends. She is a musician and a guitarist and a songwriter, and she recommended for me Devin Colella. And then after a week, I think, later in a week, in we talked it like through emails, but we met after that. And then I explained to Devin, I gave him a copy of my book, and a month later he called me and he says that I would love, you know, to work with you. Yeah, this is that how we met. Maybe for Devin something to say about that.
Yes, I think that's great. And I just wanted to point out, you weren't looking for a cellist to play Pachelbel's Canon in the back while you performed. You were looking for something else.
Yeah, so I was thrilled. First of all, our mutual friend Jenny Van West is the person Kifa was mentioning, the singer-songwriter. And she's a wonderful person, so I knew when she kind of connected us that just based on her recommendation that we might be able to connect in some way. And then when I read Kifa's work, I kind of had to chew on it for a while, let it sink in and figure out how I responded to it. But I felt a deep connection to his words, his poetry. And it was when we met and talked for the first time that something really clicked. And it's been great kind of just developing our work together since then.
So tell us what it is you're doing. What do you hope others will take away from your performances?
It's a bigger question.
Yeah, it
that
is.
We have many things to say about that, but just like a brief, it's for me that, you know, like the process of healing. Like when I talk about music and poetry, words, like therapy sessions. And this is one, but also that poetry and music stimulates consciousness for me. Yeah, this is, and we want to collaborate more with art fields, and also that we want to focus on many things, you know, that beautiful things.
Yes. Devin?
Part of what has drawn me to working with Kifa and some of the things that we're focusing on is using the combination of words and music to, I guess, facilitate some sort of emotional processing. You know, for me, playing music can be a lot of different things, but sometimes on its base level, it's about connecting with another human being and feeling what you're feeling at the time and sharing that with someone else. And as Kifa has reminded me, I think people might need to be reminded of that sometimes, just because it's such a wonderful resource for just being alive, is listening to poetry, reading it, playing music, listening to it.
Yeah,
we need more of it.
It takes us out of our everyday rat race mentality and sinks us down to a more human and connected place, doesn't it?
Yes, and I believe that, like, the music and words, like there's like a relationship, like the soul and the body. Yeah.
The soul and the body.
The soul and the body. But also that is like a common languages, you know, intertwine and that to weave like a wonderful texture.
Yeah, it's almost a pre-verbal language and a post-verbal language together saying the same thing.
Yes, yeah. Yeah,
so I understand that you say to Devin, I have this piece, I'd like to bring something of a setting. So you say something like a rainstorm or a waterfall, and then he creates that setting for you to read that poem into. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is true. You know, like when we meet, we say that what we're going to do, how. Then I start, you know, to talk about a scene or a view, and then Devin, it translates to beautiful music. This is like, and I think we use all that, you know, that things that we see and we feel and we taste and to add. And one of the, maybe the poem we will read, or maybe two poems, it's, I explained to Devin about, from my experience, from behind a barbed wire and look to the horizon, it's like it was like foggy, you know, and misty. I cannot see the clear things, but I waited for something. And then I start to talk about that, like the sunrise, you know, the light. And then Devin, just like it takes maybe that a minute to think about that, and he absorbed, you know, that the image, the view, And you translate it to that wonderful music.
Yes, a bit of improvisation and collaboration. And so there's only so much you can really talk about music
yes.
and poetry. Let's move to an example. Would you share a sample of your work with us and introduce
oh, yes.
that for us?
My pleasure. And this poem, it's called, like, in my book, it's like untitled, but also that I say, I waited for hope to come.
And this was when you were a prisoner of war.
Yeah, this is when I was. But, you know, imagine that I waited a long time, like years, and every day behind the barbed wire, just looking to the further, like to see that something, you know. Nothing was clear at that time. So this is just like waiting. Okay.
And what was the prompt that you gave Devin on this?
Just like I explained that.
The gray sky.
Yeah.
And the
yeah,
waiting.
Yeah, yeah, okay. yeah. Yeah, yeah. Everything that, you know, the sunrise.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you, gentlemen.
I waited there for it all day, behind a forest of barbed wire. I waited for hope to come, and I remained fixed there in the same place for hours and days and years. Despite my burning feet and my tense nervous, and that I was hallucinating in silence. Nothing interested me but its arrival. One time I stared at the furthest point my eyes could see on the horizon. In the horizon there, full of barbed wire. Another time, I looked at the highest point my eyes could see in the sky. I waited for hope to come, to tell it unspoken stories. I waited for hope to come. I don't want to stay cut between barbed wire. I don't want to stay cut between waking and sleep. and they don't want to stay cut between death and life, and they fear that it won't come. It's separation of frightening. I fear that my days will rust. I fear that I lose the sense of joy, the sense of longing, and the sense of dreams. Throughout my weight of long years, I contented my eyes with a beautiful vision of the imagination. I pacified my heart with a gentle touch, and I satisfied my mind with a dream full of light. And I dreamt it would take me far away into a place where I nourish my empty body on a precipice of light and water and the green grass. I waited for hope to come, to show me I'm still alive, that air streams through me, that I'm not too weary from the long wait, and I dream all the nights in stories. I will tell them when it comes. And when it comes, I will cover my heart with the flowers for it. I'll light candles for it. I ring all the bells in my hearing. I'll stand on the peak of my spirit and sing my words. They will be more beautiful than those I haven't written yet, and more beautiful my melody than that I haven't sung yet, and more beautiful my dreams than those that haven't come yet. I waited for hope to come. 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 Yes, this is what we do. And we decided that he starts because I need some like music to push, you know, like, or to move my energy.
It makes the setting.
Yes.
Yes, it does. If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan with my lovely guests here today. Kifa Abdullah, originally from Iraq and now a poet, artist, teacher living in Portland, Maine, and his friend Devin Colella, an American-born cellist who's been playing cello since he was 4 years old. He also teaches cello and plays in Quad, an electric cello and drums duo, which you can hear more about on their website and other local social media outlets, which I'll link to on the website newmainersspeak.com. Gentlemen, can we talk a bit about what you just shared with us on the air? What was that like for you in the process of performing that?
Well, any time you're in a place where you're about to perform something kind of personal, you get hyper aware of the space you're in. And when you play music or speak, you get aware of what the room sounds like when you're playing in it. And so part of the beginning of that performance was me kind of trying to get tuned in to what it sounded like in this room, because every time you play it sounds a little different. So to me, I think it would start with listening. first to the sound, and then also listening to the thoughts in your head, or the music in your head, really, because it's, for me, it's not in words, it's more notes, but, you know.
Yeah, I like what Devin says, like, to me, when we talk and practice, he said, like, music in his head, but also that words in my head. This is what I feel. And sometimes we decide that he starts, because this is very important. You know, the music can soothe, you know, that the emotions, but also that can rise, you know, that the emotions. Yeah.
So it's not just a reading, but
it's
an
expression.
It's
not just the reading. Mm-hmm. And I think in the Greek philosophy, like the ancient Greek philosophy, and they used to do that. You know, they start with the music, and then the speaker or a poet.
It's certainly the formula for musicals.
Yeah.
Yes. So tell me about what your hopes are for your future collaborations. What are your goals around raising consciousness, or how can you use this for more people in the community?
Well, on one level, performance in and of itself, when approached a certain way, can really be a communal experience. And so we hope to be involved in events and performances that are designed to have people connect with each other, not just through the art or the performance itself, but maybe who gets invited, or who gets told about it, who shows up. I'm looking forward to talking to people every step along the way, and just seeing what they think and what they feel. But then there are other ideas too. I mean, keep up.
Yes, this is what I don't know what to say, but also that it's very important to be part, because when we are on the stage, like the audience, as our guests, you know, this is what Yo-Yo Ma says. But also that I say that I feel like we are the chefs and we should do better for people, but also that to put together. And we intend maybe that our hope that to add more things, that to add vocals, and also that to add like a dance to our collaborative
even more expressive
projects.
On more levels.
Yeah, we are working on like a bigger projects. Yeah, like include music and words and vocals and dance.
I'm excited to
get to eat
that dinner.
Yeah.
So can you tell people quickly how they can get in touch with you if they want to learn more about having you to an event of theirs?
Yes, now that we are working on to establish, you know, that to create that something that we people can reach us together, but also that can reach me that through my website, like kifaabdullah.com, www.kifaabdullah.com. But also that on Instagram, the same thing, like Kifa Abdullah. And on Facebook, also, I think, through that Devin, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can reach me on Facebook as well. But, yeah, we'll be in contact with each other.
I'll put the hot links on the newmainerspeak.com website.
Yes.
So if you read this and listen to it again, you can just hot link.
And we have many upcoming, like, presentations.
Can you give us an example of one before we go to the close?
Yes, that we will be in Waterville, you know, like the place called the Beth Israel Congregation. And there will be an event, and Devin and I, we will be part of that. And that will be on September 18th, like a Tuesday, at 6:30 p.m.
Wonderful. So anybody up in the Waterville area or wanting to make a drive up there can see you in performance.
Yes,
at Beth
Israel. Hope so that.
Wonderful. Kifa, you were born and Baghdad, and now you're here with us. And I'm so glad to have you both in the studio today. Gentlemen, you are creating something quite extraordinary. Thank you so much for coming in together to share your words and music expressions, and for bringing a new level of consciousness and humanity to the healing process. Kifa, best wishes to you with your new show on WMPG starting soon.
Thank you very much.
And thank you both for being my guests today.
Thanks so much for having us. Pleasure to be here.
I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a final song that Devin and Kifa have selected for us.
Such is the night when we are together. No separation between us, but our shadow. Like two apples side by side on a sable branch, ready for the harvest. Wings on the body of a bird, the light and its shadow, two lips closed together, two enchanting clouds, two shells adjoining, like a pair of eyes, we drowse and wake together. Such is the night when we are together, a pair of silences, more than the silence of a moment. And two whirlwinds, more than the mayhem of another. I call for you, and you call for me. I speak to you, and you speak to me. You whisper to me, and I whisper to you. Come over, my love. Don't stand there. Step close. Hold my hand tight, as the earth holds the tree. Carry my heart steadily as the wind carries the echo. Don't stand there alone as the moon. Come, we will exchange love, adoration, roles and places. Hold my visage in your eyes. I carry your tone in my hearing. Cultivate the rose in your palm, and release the wind in my hair. Kindle a fire of love in your heart, and release the water in my river. Two bodies as one we go on, in a space without end we spin. We walk in light without darkness. Love without boundaries ignites in us.